Welcome to Be Motivated Monday, BMM, the podcast. We hope to provide insight and inspiration to empower you in your Monday to be your best self. We might get in your business, challenge you to be introspective, do a little personal reflection, and set our BMM intentions through what we call affirm action to lead you to self-accountability. Because Monday is motivating. Listen to BMM the podcast at bmm@trinamall.com or follow us on Apple and or Google Podcast. Hello, I'm Trina Mall, BMM host. A good life is a process, not a state of being. It is a direction, not a destination. Carl Rogers. Be Motivated Monday, a good life. Happy Monday. Happy August, BMM community. I hope you all are having a good summer. Can you believe we're winding down to the latter days of summer, to a new season, new beginnings? I want to begin by saying thank you. Thank you all for still and continually to listen to BMM, the podcast, as we celebrate today our 175th episode. I'm so excited. I cannot believe when I started only a few years ago, I would be here 175 episodes later. Thank you. Thank you. With much gratitude, I want to acknowledge to you, this BMM community, for the good in my life. Thank you. So, can we talk about good, a good life? Let's begin with what does good mean to you? What does good look like in your life? Let's start by defining the word good. So here are a few words to define good. Good meaning positive, optimistic, desirable, favorable, morally excellent, virtuous, righteous, satisfied in quality, quantity, outstanding, exemplary, worthy, pure, pleasing, delightful, enjoyable, nice, pleasant, and wonderful. These are just a few definitions to get you started on your good. So again, may I ask, what does good mean to you and what does good look like in your life? So we've now defined our good. How do we go about living a good life? Well, today, if you don't mind, let me share what I think are some requirements of a good life. A good life requires us to think good. What thoughts are you having or have had? Are they good? If not, today let's reframe, redact, and remove those negative, displeasing, and disagreeable thoughts and think only on the good. Okay, stop right now and bring one good thought in your mind. Just one. Now let's stay focused on that one good thought. Did you know when you have good thoughts, there are mental health benefits to good thoughts? See, good thoughts help stress and anxiety by releasing endorphins, also known as those feel-good hormones. Thus, it leads to better overall mental health and well-being. Good thoughts also help us to increase our motivation and productivity. When we believe in ourselves and our abilities, we're more likely to take action toward our vision and goals. And lastly, good thoughts lead us to better physical health by lowering blood pressure, reducing chronic pain, strengthening the immune system, and improving sleep quality. Wow. Good thoughts. Good life. So a good life today starts with your good thoughts. A good life requires us to hear and listen to the good. What are you listening to? Good words. Good music? Good TV? Social media? Again, if you are hearing and listening to something that is not creating good and the goodness in your life, stop. Stop right now and reset and find a way to hear and listen to the good. Maybe through finding a motivational podcast, like BMM the podcast, a good show, maybe a comedy. When is the last time you laughed? I mean, really, really, really hard laughter. A good book. Good music. Maybe a good speaker. Whatever that is for you, hear and listen to that which speaks good to your mind, body, and soul. Good life requires us to hear and listen to the good for our good. A good life requires you your sight. When is the last time you saw something that was really, really good? Something that maybe you had to do a double take? I will share. Recently, I saw the most beautiful red and black butterfly on my patio. The beauty and the array of the colors of this butterfly was such a good reminder that beauty, good, and transformation is always around us. And good is always flying, floating, walking, passing, and near and in our presence all the time. But we must see, we must look, and it find that good. Now, let's acknowledge, what are you seeing? What have you seen? See, you must see the good in everything. So let's start now. Stop. Stare at yourself for 30 seconds. Did you truly, truly see you? Did you see all your good? Did you see all your good? Good life requires you to see the good. A good life requires you to smell the good. Ah, there's nothing like an aroma that is so good that you cannot shake it. Maybe the aroma of flowers, or how about some freshly baked cookies? Ugh, yummy. Or maybe juicy strawberries, oranges, peaches. Oh my, whatever that smell is, imagine it. Get it into your system. Actually, go smell it and find it. So what is your good smell? Maybe it might be a favorite fragrance, but get your smell. Get your smell on. Think about that smell that is so intoxicating that it brings a good memory, a good thought, or a person to your mind. Now find that. Remember it. Acknowledge it. And keep that good smell close to you at hand. Nothing is more memorable than a smell. A good life requires you to smell the good. A good life requires us to touch the good. When you touch you, you just touch good. Let me repeat that. When you touch you, you just touch the good. Now, let's touch someone else. Maybe a loved one, a spouse, a partner, your child, a family member, or a friend. Maybe start with a safe, positive caress, or a handshake, a pat, a hug, a kiss, or just a simple touch. Did you know doing safe, positive touching creates an emotional connection to others? In addition, Touching can reduce stress, anxiety, and depression while promoting feelings of security and happiness. Studies have linked physical contact to improve the immune function, lower blood pressure, and reduce inflammation. Again, start today with just a touch, a safe, positive touch. Our fingerprints don't fade from the lives we touch. Judy Blume. Lastly, a good life requires us to speak good. Speak good and do good bring about a positive change in the world. Sherry Harrison. What are you speaking? What are you saying? Are your words filled with life, love, thankfulness? Are you speaking good, or should you just remain silent? Saying good things, speaking with kindness, speaking with love and lifting up others, is that you? All good. When we speak good, it gives purpose, vision, direction, clarity, respect, honor, healing, wisdom, and gratitude. See, there's a proverb that says, only open your mouth if what you are going to say is kinder and more beautiful than silence. Let me repeat that one. Only open your mouth if what you're going to say is kinder and more beautiful than silence. So today, let's say good things about first yourself and to and of others. A good life requires to speak good, to say good. Our words should be good. Well, here's to a good life. A good life is about walking, living, and being your best self. So today, be determined, committed to living a good life. The time is now. The time is now. The time is now to you being your best self. Life is good. A good life. Thank you for listening to BMM, the podcast. Connect with us at bmm@trinamall.com or follow us on X. Like BMM, share with others, rate and review us. Look good, feel good, be good. Here's to a good life. Because Monday is motivating. Life is good, and it gets better and better every day. George Dawson. Again, thank you for 175 episodes. A good life.